My grandma used to say to me that opening my eyes is the gift of another day to me. So every time I closed them, she would kneel down and pray for me and hope that when they'd open, I would somehow find a way to see stars. We almost home. Is this the first day of the rest of my life, or was this all that there was to fight for? I wrote about every sight saw, so I need a reason to write more. My pen, I feel I should just put it down and quit music regardless of how good it sounds. Just concentrate on my 9 to 5, finally get that promotion. No more begging people to post my songs just to have these so-called critics expose my wrongs and ignore my rights. I guess they can't see my vision, they got poor eyesight. Or maybe I do. Either way, I'm proud that I even have a fan to say goodbye to. Most I never even have that. I was not supposed to even have rap, but I reached for the stars.
Iron me, still nobody. What it would be if life were the same as that day my dreams had prayed for. What it could be.
Is this the first day of the rest of my career, or is it just the last breath that I could share? I wrote about every dream, every minute of my life, every chapter, every scene, auditioning for the lead, memorized every page, but ended up in the audience, staring up at the stage, wishing it was me, reciting all those lines with the audience so captivated, listening to me, but, this audience is full of actors, well, wannabe actors that can't act as well. They're all on the stage, the seats empty. Where's all the hip-hop fans? They're all MCs. So even if I'm better than the rest, we're all in a competition, so who is there to impress? A crowd full of performers lining up in front of me. Open mic signing up in front of me because they wanna be stars. Wanna say I'm sorry to my daughters for not having my priorities in order, not understanding all they really need was me. Wishing these ambitions would just leave us be. Wishing I was happy to be average instead of stressing what I never had or did. Enjoying every minute that I have to live and satisfied with giving all I got to give. I wanna play double dutch with my kids and be proud of that A+ on the fridge. I wanna love my wife well, maybe in another life. Will we celebrate another anniversary? Or would celebrating one be even worse for me? I wonder, was this my introduction or merely an interruption? I'd like to take the time and thank all the folks that I got to work with on the album, man. It's amazing. Miss Marsha Ambrosius, it's crazy. You wrote a song with Michael Jackson, and now you wrote one with me. My man Needles, that came in towards the end of the project and brought it home. My man YZ, what can I say, man? It's like a miracle working with you. You only made it possible. 88 Keys, bringing that Thieves in the Night feel to the album. Joel and Royce, 2/4 of the slaughter. The homies J. Carter and Frequency. I gotta thank Dub B and JYG for coming through. Nick Howard, shoutouts to Pac FM and Ill Bill. Amanda Diva, my man Jaden. Juggernaut, my man for life. Heavy Hitters, Culture 6. My girl Maylin, the dude Skyzoo and the whole Duck Down. Knots, one of the nicest with the beats and the rhymes. Shy Stimuli, I can't forget my man Will. started this whole thing. I told you my album's gonna be better than yours. I'd like to dedicate this album to my grandparents, man. R.I.P. your souls with me forever.